Thank you for joining the Native Broadcast Network. That is Kingdom Melodies Song to God. We are dedicated by the Jehovah's Witnesses organization. The reason why I'm playing this song, we're going to talk about this here in a little bit. Ooh, what a great outro that was. Again, like I mentioned, we've been talking about who are Jehovah's Witnesses, where do they come from? And in order to get you that information, we're going to tell you a little bit about how I kind of understand Jehovah's Witnesses and what my background is with them, and why I kind of want to talk about this particular subject. Nothing against them in particular, nor any hard feelings against those who are maybe listening or even investigating this religion at this time. That is a choice that you make. That is a decision that you're going to decide on, whether it's for you or for not for you. And for me, it's something that I decided is not for me. And it didn't come with an easy decision. And many of the things that we're going to talk about has nothing to do with why we've come to this point of view and why it's important to talk about it today, because it's reality that sets in. And many people are wondering, are these guys a true religion like they're saying? Or maybe your question is, I do have interest because they have interesting topics and things that they want to visit and talk about. And they have answers to questions that I've been pondering. And you know, you ever wonder why that is? How they come to know information about you, or even just kind of know when to knock at your door when things are getting rough? You know, that's the story a lot of people have when they first encounter that knock on the door or the doorbell, and you open that door and there's either a young man, two young men, or an elder, or a couple. And the first thing is, hey, my name is so-and-so. And we're here in your neighborhood talking about this wonderful message of God's kingdom. Would you like to learn about this from your own Bible? And then we go into a little bitty question and try to get you to visit and talk with us a few minutes after that question. And maybe some would be interested, and maybe some wouldn't. They shut the door. Maybe others, like me, I've ran into different ministers at this time when I was Jehovah's Witness, and it was pretty interesting because we'd have different subjects that I never knew about. There's different topics we never talked about, but it wasn't because I didn't want to learn about it. It's just the fact that being a Jehovah's Witness, you're not allowed to question the people who are in charge and who deliver the messages to you and give you to take door to door each and every week or each and every month or whenever you're at your circuit conventions and district conventions and all those things, or even when your circuit overseer or district overseer comes and visits you in your area. You know, these are things that people, if you're part of this religion, you understand the lingo and the different things that take place in this religion and the things that you're asked to do as a young man. As I was raised in this religion, whether I wanted to or not, it wasn't my choice. I had to do it and grow up in this religion because of my father. My father converted. He decided it was a good religion for him, not because he didn't know anything about God. It's just things that in his life at that time, he had a hard time, and they had a message, and the message appealed to him. And that's what many people have today. They go and they go to a message that appeals to them, and they continue going there until that message don't appeal to them, and they continue walking on. And that's many people with different religions. And my father, like many other people, it wasn't because of anything in religion in particular. It's just things that were going on in his life. His questions weren't being answered. And so he found Jehovah's Witnesses. They came to his door. They knocked. And the story begins from there. And back in the 80s, 1983, I do believe, is when my father was first baptized. after he's baptized as Jehovah's Witness here. I'm only about 5, 6, 7 years old. I'm not very old. Still learning, still trying to figure out life. I was raised differently. The people I come from, if I haven't mentioned, I'm from the Kiowa tribe of Oklahoma. Both of my parents are full-blooded Kiowa tribal members. Their parents before them, Kiowa tribal members, Kiowa Apache members, Irish people, different things. We all intermixed. But these are part of our history, our story. And as we tell our story, those kind of planned a part as why Jehovah's Witnesses today, it's not a religion of choice because of just understanding. You know, the message they had, that what they brought to my father at the time, it was a great message for him. It appealed to him, and it appealed to him for a reason. And whatever reason that message appealed to him, that's what he chose. And we accepted it as children because, you know, as children, you're supposed to honor and your mother and your father and obey their words. And in this country, the United States, 18 years old is how long you're supposed to. But those are different stories that, again, for me, this religion didn't add up. The things that were happening in my life as a young man, all the way to my teenage years, there's a whole lot of things that, as we tell this story and we learn to why I walked away from this religion, chose another religion, and then another religion, it's because of understanding who Jehovah's Witnesses are, what they're about, and the things that they teach and what they offer others. Because, again, it was just a knock on the door. It was an African-American man and an Asian man who came and visited my father and converted him. And then another man, I guess he was an Irishman who come. And it was these people of different walks of life. That's what appealed to my father at that time, because there's different things. Like I say, we come from the Kiowa tribe of Oklahoma. And the Kiowa people, today there's 12,000 of us, roughly, somewhere approximately, give or take a couple thousand. And then we're all of many different faiths, religion, and backgrounds, meaning some of us still practice our Native American church ceremonies. Some of us only practice our society dances and just participate in those things. Some of us will still go to different tribes, though we don't Sundance as a nation anymore. They go to other tribes who still participate in the old Sundance ways, and they join with them, and they're welcome in those things. And then many of our people, roughly around the 1890s, late 1890s, beginning of the 20th century, that's when the Kiowa started converting to Christianity, when the Catholics come in, the Anglicans and the Protestants and the Baptists and the Methodists. And all these religions were invited into these different tribes to come in because, again, the fighting with the governments that happened, we're at war with what's going on. The government, they're finishing up with a civil war. They're trying to keep people enslaved to their country. They're trying to fight battles in other parts of the world, as well as trying to fight battles on the plains with the tribal people. And the Kiowas were people like that who were trying to fight. So Christianity, again, is something relatively new. If we really look into the history of our people, the Kiowa people, and how we come to the religions like Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses are a relatively young religion in the United States, if you think about it. Roughly the time Jehovah's Witnesses started, 20 years probably, when they were called Bible students when they first started. You know, that's when religion started coming around to Kiowa people, when the Catholics were opening up their first boarding schools and missions, and then the Protestants were coming in. And then you had the Mormons. You know, the Kiowa people did want the Mormon people to come to their areas because of polygamy. Don't think they didn't like these religions, some of them. It's because of not what they are hearing. It's because of what they were practicing. Again, your religions weren't because you brought us something that we've never heard before. Your religion and the things in that book, in reality, if you look at it, our people, we didn't speak the English language. The people who brought the message to us, they didn't speak the Kiowa language. So how do you think we learned the scriptures and the Bible? Well, we do know, records tell us that There are ones who understood the plain sign language of the tribes, and they understood how we spoke, and we could interpret those things, and that's how they come to tell us about God. Our people understood God, but we also understood Spaniards. You know, when the United States was being conquered back in the days, the Spaniards still owned quite a bit of this country. And for some unknown reason, the United States, they would sign treaties with the Indians so we wouldn't side with the Spaniards. Because, again, during that time, this country, as it was forming, they had to have the tribes pick sides. They'd either fight for the French, the British, the American colonies as they were breaking away from the British colonies. And then there were the Spaniards who were already here who, you know, they were doing some pretty heinous things, but they were also leaving tribes alone at the same time and trading with tribes. And, you know, there were trade routes that were very well established during that time period with different tribes and people and everything like that. So as you consider those things, these routes and all this stuff, we start talking about these religions and how they come to our people. And Jehovah's Witnesses in particular, again, like I mentioned earlier, my father, he heard their message. My mother had passed away, okay? She had passed away when I was very young, let's say 3 years old exactly. And he had to raise three children on his own. That's not easy. A male Native American lost his wife, his companion, had to raise his children. That's unheard of in this time period, is a man raising his own children. But he had to. There's circumstances within, and nobody's going to actually tell the truth within this area, because that's not normal for our people to do at this turn of the century and right now. But that's a different story, is he had no choice. He had to either give us up to the state and let them raise us and we can become adopted, or he could do what a man would do and raise his children, which wasn't normal at the time for tribal men to raise their own children. At the time period in the early 18th, 19th century, getting in 20th century, our tribe was changing. Our culture was changing. The people were assimilating to something new. So you think this new way of life that they're starting, changes how we as people and men and women and everything, it affects our lives. So let's think about who we are as people. As again, my background, I'm a business student. I have a master's degree in business. So I'm using information and I'm building this story with you about Jehovah's Witnesses and how we come to understand. And the background we're here getting is historical to give you a perspective of the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Kiowa people and the different religions at this time. And that's how I want you to start looking at the religions that you're around, and maybe as you're understanding them, how long this religion's been around. And as you establish the understanding of the religion and how I've come to understand and learn a little bit in investigation and the different things that are coming out in the news, these are why we want to tell the story. So come back here on the next episode. We're going to build a little bit more. We're going to tell a little bit more of this story. If you have any thoughts or any information you want to share, I'll be happy to let you know and get it on the air. And if you want to tell your story about your time with Jehovah's Witnesses, let us know. This is the Native Guy signing out. Dance your style on the Powwow Trail. Wait, y'all.